They still had hunting and fishing rights.
They just came there as deeded land, but they came there and fished on the rivers. And those narrows, the Grand Round Narrows, they call them, my dad tells about putting, I don't know, 16, 20-foot planks across that narrows and crossing sheep, making a bridge across sheep across the entire river in the fall. And then, of course, the high water, it came above that and spread out a long ways.
Didn't they extend kind of little piers out in the water to fish from?
Not there, because they could just see the river wasn't any wider from here to that gopher mound. The whole river was right there. You just fished off the rocks.
That's three or four yards wide.
It come down through there like a bullet, that water.
Yeah.
And it fell. I suppose it dropped 20, 30 foot there in just half a quarter of a mile.
Not fishing like today.
Not fishing today, but those steelhead are still there, but it's out off limits to fishermen today, those narrows.
You can't fish there.
No. You fish above or below, but not there. But when I was a kid, we used to go down there in the fall with a gaff, and we'd come home with several wash tubs full of salmon, and they'd smoke them and can them.
Well, salmon still coming up there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
See, this is only 3 miles up from the mouth of the Grand Round River.
Yeah. But not in the numbers that they used to be, you think?
Well, I don't
know. They keep saying that the fish population has declined so because of the big dams.
Ratio-wise, whatever the fish population is today, they'd be the same proportion-wise there in those rapids in the fall as there was back then. But anyway, then from that point to where the cave that you're talking about where Chief Joe was born was within a mile and a half of those rapids.
Well, what was your routine life? You were down there all year round.
Well, it was we was there all, we was in the cattle business. Our folks were, they homesteaded, they had no money. They they grew everything they ate. What they couldn't grow, they traded beef for hogs and pack them in out of the Anatone country. That's where they got their pork. They traded for flour and the little things, salt and pepper, the little things they ordered out of Lewis Dalva's store, which didn't amount to much. But those people traded. One family helped another. They helped each other through hay and through spring, various works. If there's a tragedy, they helped each other. Everybody was a community, like a city or a small town is today. Everybody helped each other. Their concern was much for their neighbor as was their own family. We had our own school. We had our own post office.
How did you get up to Anatone?
Horseback.
Was most of your travel on horseback or were there wagon roads in there?
Well, there was an old wagon road from our place to the post office, which was 6 miles. We hauled our freight. We got our grain on the boat, the freight boat and that sort of thing. Wagon it on up there.
The boat come up river from Lewiston?
From Lewiston, 25 miles out of Lewiston up to the mouth of the Grand Round, which there sure was the post office.
Yeah.
And then that same boat freighted right on up to the rest of the Snake River, clear up to the Hell's Canyon.
Now it's just a mail boat.
Now it's a mail boat. They do haul groceries yet. They'll haul whatever you want hauled yet, but not to the extent that they did then.
But you certainly didn't get out toward Enterprise in the winter.
No, but in the summer, this time of year, people would freight with freight wagons, horse and wagon, grain, winter supplies out on the, like here, above the river, and then they'd pack from here down for to the end of a road someplace. They'd haul tons of grain and stuff that they needed for winter, and then they'd pack it with pack mules off into the bottom.
Were there many kids down there?
A lot of kids. Every family had a big
family. So you didn't, you weren't lonesome?
No.
And the school was down right there?
Right there. There was right there on the creek where we lived. And that's where my mother was raised in Canada, and they later moved to Spokane. Became a teacher, and her first teaching job was at Rogersburg, and that's where my father met her.
Yeah.
That's where they came married and lived there for 30, 40 years.
Well, how old were you when you first got out, when you first went somewhere other than there?
Well, when I first went any place, I was